we were talking about things that you make out of insides of hogs and that kind of thing.
And that's not coming to think about my
pardon?
That's not coming to think about my stuff.
Think about putting up your groceries, right.
Yeah.
Did you ever make anything out of the juice of the hogshead souse and liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it? Did you ever hear of scrapple? I've actually tasted that and it wasn't bad.
Oh, I haven't.
It doesn't sound good, but it really doesn't taste bad at all. Okay, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. It's what?
Got rank.
Okay. Then we already talked about the clabber. If you baked something in a deep dish and there were several layers of crust, maybe with apples or peaches, that's a what?
Pie.
Well, if it had several layers of crust in it, though. Because a pie is, to me, would be just shallow, with a crust on the bottom and a crust on top. But this is in a deeper dish. It might be that you use the same word. Do you know the word cobbler?
Yeah, peach cobbler.
What is a cobbler?
Or it's been cooked kind of like that.
Is that what I was describing? What I was trying to describe, not very well. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
just food.
Okay. And what would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over cake or pie? Or
syrup.
All right. Mm-hmm. And a food taken between regular meals is a what?
Snack.
Mm-hmm. And talking about breakfast, you might say at 7 o'clock I will...
cook breakfast.
And then I will...
clean up.
After you cook it, you have to...
eat.
Yes. And yesterday at that time I had already...
eat.
And yesterday he
ate.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we talked about the coffee, but I forgot to ask how you make coffee.
Well, you boil it.
All
I
right.
Boil wine. Some people use zest.
Mm-hmm. Is there really a difference? Can you tell the difference?
Yes, ma'am. That's how boiled it's better than this. Mm-hmm.
My father always had to have drip coffee. He always used a drip pot. He just thought it was terrible if it wasn't made in a drip pot. You ever use drip?
That's what I use.
Oh, that's a drip. Mm-hmm. I really can't tell that much difference myself, although instant's pretty bad.
It's just like powder.
Well, you can make it thick enough if you just keep putting the stuff in, but then it takes
off. Yeah, I know, but it's too bitter.
Yeah, right. Well, if you're just thirsty, well, what was this that I asked you for? This was
water.
And you poured it in a...
cup.
Well,
glass.
Mm-hmm. And you might say this one wouldn't, but if it were made out of glass, it fell off the table and...
right.
Whoops. And... yesterday it
fell
and it
broke,
and I didn't break it, but somebody else has
broken it.
Mm-hmm. Then
you know, that don't satisfy me, but water, when I want it.
Yeah, right. Well, I think water is much better. Iced tea is pretty good, but water is better. If somebody asked how much did you drink, you would say I
drank a glass.
All right. And then how much have you
drank?
Okay. If dinner was on the table and the family was just standing around, what would you say to them?
I'd say, come on to dinner.
And then they're standing up, so you say to them,
table.
Won't you?
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. And so then they all?
Sit down.
And they had already?
Eat.
Or talking about, again, the sitting, they had already?
Had already what?
Well, you said they sit down and then they had already?
Talked.
We're talking about sit again. They had already.
Sit down.
Okay. If the potatoes were in front of somebody and you wanted him not to wait until they were passed, you'd say, go ahead and...
get your wife.
Or go ahead and...
help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And he had already...
had some.
Or same word. He had already...